Luckily, Jack had hidden a bone in his pocket. A bone was the very best thing for him to stop the dog from shrilling. The giant turned uneasily once or twice in his chair, but did not wake, while the starving dog was soon too busy with the bone to care. This was the second time that Jack made off with the wicked giant's treasure, and he succeeded in arriving at the foot of the beanstalk. But all was not well at home. His poor mother had done nothing but fret from the moment he went away. She had been so anxious that she was ill, in fact, nearly dying. When she saw her boy safe and sound, however, the good woman soon recovered. They rebuilt the cottage with the gold coins in the giant's bag and lived happily together. But Jack decided to go to the giant's mansion in order to avenge his father's death on the murderer. This time he did not tell his mother of his intention. So early one morning he started on his third expedition. This time it cost him still more trouble to gain admission, for the giant's wife had grown very suspicious. But Jack was so well disguised that she did not recognize him, and he at last contrived to get in.